Yo, welcome back to another episode of Growth Unscripted. I'm your host, Devante, and this is a place where we don't do the polished version, we do the real one. This ain't no highlight reel. This is the part where we sit with ourselves, talk through the mess, and try to figure out how to grow from it. And today's episode is going to be heavy. I ain't going to lie to you. If you ever felt like you were doing all the right things, but still end up feeling unseen, unheard, and misunderstood, yeah, this one's for you. So without further ado, let's talk about it.
Hey, pull up to the pod if it's bad intentions. Real talk, real people, growth unscripted.
Let's talk about what it feels like when dating starts to feel like rejection in disguise. When being misunderstood starts to feel like your norm. And when you get tired of giving the best parts of yourself to people who don't even know how to receive it. I'm tired. Not just tired, but like soul tired. Tired of trying, tired of showing up, tired of putting effort into connections that feel like they got expiration dates before they even start. Like, I really sat with myself the other day and I said, yo, maybe this just ain't for me. Maybe love or dating or even finding a circle of folks who really get me. Maybe that ain't in the cards right now. Because every time I think I found something solid, it ends up feeling hollow. And the crazy part is, they don't even leave on some big dramatic shit. They just fade. Or hit you with that, I think we're not aligned, type message. After talking like everything was good just 24 hours ago. Great conversation, back and forth, and always having like those, you know, there was no like weird awkwardness in between. It was always like consistent all the way through. So, I'm sitting here looking at my phone like, damn, was I just a good moment and not a real option? And honestly, that shit stings. Especially when you know your heart's in the right place. Especially when you've been working on yourself, healing, learning to communicate better, showing up with intention, only to keep running into people who either ain't ready or don't know what they want. And it messes with your head. Like, am I the problem? Am I too much? Too deep? Too consistent? Or maybe too available? And I know I shouldn't spiral like that, but when it comes to shit like that happening over and over and over again, it's hard not to. So now, I'm thinking maybe I just need to go ghost for a while. Just focus on me. Stop trying to force what's clearly ain't flowing right now and lock in and go dark for the next 6 months. Just build in silence. No expectations, no hoping someone sees me different. Just me. And what's really been messing me up, though, is the fact that I've been single for 8 months now. And yeah, that time was supposed to be for healing, for building, finding my rhythm again, but it's also been one of the most hardest periods of my life financially. Because you remember one of my episodes in the past, I told you pretty much about my situation between me and my ex and her parents and me losing my job and everything like that, and I got fired from it and stuff. So it's just that like pockets been stressed very tightly. I've been doing like, you know, doing deliveries, side gigs and stuff here and there. And I recently got a new job, so I'm working on that at the moment. And maybe, yeah, of course, dating may not be the biggest thing right now I should be focusing on, especially I didn't get my money up, and I respect that. I get that, right? And honestly, though, too, there is some that I have talked to where they said money is not really a big issue. They said it really more so become an issue if y'all end up becoming together in an actual relationship, which makes sense. Some focus on money. Some really don't focus on money. They can care less about it. But I think to regardless of the matter, right, regardless of what that person may think, I still have to look within myself to realize what is the stuff that I need to get done. What is stuff that I want to accomplish and want to do. And honestly, because of the economy that we live in, Sally, everything requires money. Sucks to say, but hey, it is what it is. So there's something about struggling with money that makes everything else hits harder. Like, you already feel like you're lacking, and then you go on dates where things feel good, where you're laughing and vibing, thinking maybe this time is going to click, just for them to hit you with that, I thought about it, and I don't think we align. That shit chips away at you, one small piece at a time. And when it keeps happening, that pile of pieces turns into a pile of doubt. It makes you question if you're even supposed to keep trying. And lately, I've just decided enough is enough. I'm tired of women that I've come across either not being intellectually stimulating or emotionally intelligent or even self-aware enough to know what they want. Some of them just out here undecided as hell, winging it, copying bios from each other, saying they know what they want when they really don't have a damn clue. And it's exhausting. It's like every date feels like another game of emotional roulette. And don't even get me started on me being plant-based and I live out here in Virginia. The way that folks look at me like I'm some kind of alien when I say I don't eat meat. Like, how is it 2025 and folks still confused about vegetables? That shit is just annoying to me. And it's isolating because it shows me just how far removed some people are from being open-minded in the first place. And honestly, I don't belong here. Not in this frequency, not in this energy. And I've said it before, but I mean it now more than ever. I honestly cannot wait to move out of here and move somewhere either in Florida or Georgia. Somewhere that feels like home spiritually and emotionally for me. Somewhere where I can find people on my wavelength, where I don't have to explain why I am the way I am or dim myself down to just be understood. I don't want to be around people who feel me without needing a translator. And maybe that's what this chapter of my life is really about right now. Not just healing from relationships that don't work, but letting go of entire environments that never served me. Maybe I've outgrown more than just people. Maybe I've outgrown this whole damn city. And while I'm sitting in all of this, I realized I've been trying to pour from an empty cup. I'm trying to show up whole when I don't even feel like I got all my pieces some days. Trying to carry conversations, plan dates, hold space, when in reality, I've been craving space myself. Craving space, craving stillness, craving something that don't ask me to prove myself every damn day just to be seen. And part of me knows this season is necessary. Like God's way of pulling me out of spaces that don't match the prayers I've been praying. But it still hurts. It still feels lonely. It still makes me question if maybe expectations are too high. When deep down I know there's just a reflection of the love I know I'm capable of giving. I don't want surface level. I don't want small talk and cute moments that disappear the moment I speak with death. I want real. I want rooted. And I'm not apologizing for that anymore. Sometimes I catch myself wondering if the issue is me not settling or me being too hopeful. Like, am I supposed to take what I can get out of here? Am I wrong for believing I can build something better with someone who gets it? Gets me? Or is it that some shit I keep telling myself to avoid the loneliness? I'd be in the mirror having full conversations with myself like, bro, are you being unrealistic or are you just surrounded by the wrong energy? And that's what gets me stuck in my head, constantly playing both sides of the question, trying to figure out where the truth really lives. And lately, I've been pouring my heart into spaces that don't even have the capacity to hold me. Not just women, but friends too. People who say they want a real connection, say they value depth, until it's time to actually sit down in the deep, that's when you see who's really with you. and who's just like the version of you they could consume in pieces. So here I am, just talking out loud to myself, trying to make sense of it all, trying to figure out where I go from here. And maybe the answer ain't about finding someone. Maybe it's about finally becoming someone I don't abandon. Someone I protect. Someone I pour into with the same energy I've been giving out like it was free. But look, thank y'all for rocking with me on this episode. If you're still here, still listening, I appreciate you. I really do. And this one was very heavy, but necessary for me. And hopefully as well, if you felt any part of this, take a second to check in with yourself today as well, because you deserve that. Make sure to like, make sure to leave a review down below. Definitely love to know your thoughts. And maybe too, if you have some stories about some stories that you've been through, I would love to hear that from you. But look, I'll catch you next time right here, where we keep it unscripted always. Peace out.